Adding value to transactions. Now that customers can deal directly with manufacturers and service providers, there is little value added in simply transferring goods or information. Various commentators have predicted the death of the middleman. Certainly, the value of a pass-through middleman is quickly falling to zero. Travel agents who simply book plane fares will disappear. This kind of high-volume, low-value transaction is perfect for a self-service internet travel reservation site. In the future, travel agents will need to do more than book tickets. They will need to create a total travel adventure. A travel agent who provides highly personalized tours of, say, Italy or the California wine country will still be in great demand. If you're a middleman, the internet's promise of cheaper prices and faster service can disintermediate you, eliminate your role of assisting the transaction between the producer and the consumer. If the internet is about to disintermediate you, one tack is to use the internet to get back into the action. That's what Egghead.com, formerly Egghead, a major retail software chain, did after struggling for several years. Egghead closed all of its physical stores nationwide in 1998 and set up shop exclusively on the internet. Eliminating brick-and-mortar expenses, though, is only a tactic, not a strategy. Egghead now offers a number of new online programs that take advantage of the internet, such as electronic auctions for about 50 different categories of hardware and software, and for reconditioned computers. It puts special liquidation prices on systems available on its website and sends out a weekly email hot list with exclusive offers available only to email subscribers. The jury is still out on whether Egghead will thrive and meet the test of this section, which is that the middleman must add value, but the company certainly understands the principle. Every retail store needs to take the internet into account. The success of the Amazon.com bookstore, which exists only on the internet, impelled Barnes & Noble to combine its successful physical bookstores with a strong presence in cyberspace, and to team up with Bertelsmann, a leading international media company, in an online joint venture. For service industries, the internet requires you to be either a high-volume, low-cost provider or a high-touch customer service provider. For the high-volume, low-cost model, you use internet technology to create a self-service approach. You make a lot of information available to customers, and you drive a lot of traffic and transactions through your internet site, offering the best price. Because only a few companies in any market will be the high-volume players, most companies will have to find ways to use the internet not just to reduce costs, but also to deliver new services. E-Trade Securities pioneered the low-cost internet self-service approach to financial services in 1992. The Forrester Group estimated that there were 3 million online brokerage customers in the United States at the end of 1997, and said that the number could top 14 million within 5 years. By 1998, at least 70 brokerage firms provided self-service online stock trading, and the number was continuing to rise. Online trading accounted for more than 20% of all retail transactions. A few online brokerages, designed for experienced investors and offering no research, charge very little per trade, but most offer a range of research and services in an effort to set themselves apart, and they charge more per trade. These new online financial services create an interesting challenge for the traditional brokerage houses accustomed to providing their services in person or over the phone. Most of the data that brokerage firms provide to their customers is now available for free on the internet. These firms face a fundamental strategy decision. Do you use technology to play the same game that the e-traders play? And if you do that, how do you differentiate yourself from them? Or do you use technology to play to your traditional strengths? Highly trained staff accustomed to managing long-term customer relationships. If you adopt the latter strategy, how can you use technology to be more efficient, and how can you turn the internet's popularity to your advantage? As electronic commerce booms, It's not just middlemen who will find creative ways to use the Internet to strengthen their relationships with customers. The merchants who treat e-commerce as more than a digital cash register will do the best. Sales are the ultimate goal, of course, but the sale itself is only one part of the online customer experience. Some companies will use the Internet to interact with their customers in ways that haven't been possible before, and make the sale part of a sequence of customer services for which the Internet has unique strengths. It's important that customers come away from electronic interactions pleased enough to tell their friends. Word of mouth is the most powerful means by which any product or company builds a reputation, and the Internet is a medium made for word of mouth. If a customer doesn't like a product or the way a vendor has treated him, he's likely to email all of his friends or post a message on a heavily trafficked bulletin board. Today, the primary competition for online stores is physical stores. Physical stores far outdo online stores in sales volumes. Online sales in 1998 were not much more than a rounding error in the world's overall business volume, only 0.5% of the total retail sales of the seven largest economies. But that percentage will grow radically in the next decade. As e-commerce takes hold, the main competition for Internet sites will no longer be physical stores, but online stores. Rapidly growing categories for online commerce include finance and insurance, travel, online auctions, and computer sales. Today's Internet customers are the technically savvy. Companies such as Cisco Systems, Dell Computer, and Microsoft are now doing billions of dollars each in annual transactions over the Internet. Tomorrow's customers will be the mainstream. Chrysler expects its 1.5% online sales volume to jump to 25% in 4 years. Even the most conservative estimates project an annual growth rate of about 45% for online sales. The highest projections are for more than $1.6 trillion in business by the year 2000. I think this number is too low. In an online variant of the department store bridal registry, Eddie Bauer's online catalog enables a customer to post his name, his size, and a wish list of products he'd like so that his friends and family can buy him gifts he wants. No more wrong sizes or ugly ties. Geffen Records promotes its own artists and artists from associated labels on its website, but it also sells music from other labels. The site cross-promotes t-shirts, other fan-type merchandise, and movies. To build a community, the site offers discussion groups for fans and 24-hour response to email queries. Dell got into e-commerce early, convinced that if you build it, they will come. Dell's objective was to use the flow of information made possible by the Internet to directly touch customers and create a level of customer service that would naturally drive more sales. Dell Computers was one of the first major companies to move to e-commerce. A global computer supplier with more than $18 billion in revenue, Dell began selling its products online in mid-1996. Its online business quickly rose from $1 million a week to $1 million a day. Soon it jumped to $3 million a day, then $5 million. It's still rising. Computer buyers clearly like the friction-free purchasing environment of the web. Now Dell has more than 1.5 million visits a week to its website, and 11% of its overall business is online. Dell intends to grow that portion to more than 50%, perhaps as early as 2000. A lot of Dell's web business is probably new since revenue on the web is growing significantly faster than Dell's overall revenue, but the company doesn't spend a lot of time worrying about it. Instead, the company just talks about web-enabled revenue, including the way the web supports other sales efforts. The web streamlines transactions and reduces technical support calls, too. Michael Dell, the company's founder, has a well-documented commitment to direct selling and computer-aided commerce. When he was 12 years old, Michael netted $2,000 selling stamps by mail order. In high school, Michael hustled newspaper subscriptions by using an Apple IIe to develop mailing lists targeting newlyweds or families who had just moved to town. He made enough money to buy himself a BMW. As a freshman at the University of Texas in 1983, Michael took excess inventory from local computer dealers at cost, upgraded